It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
John Sally.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right. Good morning, everybody. And this is one of those days for Sports Talk Radio. I'll tell you that right now. We've got the 49ers coming off a win, Guru, over the Patriots, 30-13. We are at Chase Center for Media Day. The team will meet the media, then head to Hawaii for training camp. And there's word now that Farhan Zaidi's tenure may be coming to an end. I'm looking at Susan Slusser's tweet right now from the San Francisco Chronicle.
Wow.
And she's writing, it sounds as if the Giants are close to announcing a parting of the ways with Farhan Zaidi. We'll give you that news as soon as we get it, if we get it. But boy, we got a lot going on. And let's start with the San Francisco 49ers, Goo. They're 30-13 winners over the Patriots. Not a lot of drama in it. They were up most of the game. Pretty solid performance all the way around. But I guess they won't get a complete pass because it was the New England Patriots.
But I'll say this, Donnie, and good morning. We're here live from Chase Center. Another Warrior season upon us. That Farhan news has me fired up for Giant fans because I hope it happens. I don't want anybody to lose their job. But when you're not good at it, you got to go. But when you're 1-2 like the Niners were hosting the Pats, Donnie, look around the league. It's not about style points. Was that their best effort? No, but the defense showed the pulse. I saw Bosa. So at the end of the day, it's about survival. And through 4 games after this shellacking of the Pats, 30-13, Steiny, I'm in here feeling like, okay, Niners, you're 2-2. Now I am concerned about the ankle that is or belongs to Fred Warner. Nobody, and I know you're worried, Wargu, but I am concerned about their arguably best defensive player on the team, not being available. But Steiny, they handle business, 6 sacks by the defense. They got after it. And another rat on the table early, brought to you by ATCO. I'm enjoying watching Brock Purdy play football. Steiny, we're watching him evolve right before our eyes with his legs. And it's like he listens to the show or the station. He is putting the emphasis on throwing the ball downfield, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you have to break it down as simple as possible, I think he's been their best offensive player, and Fred Warner's been their best defensive player. But it is pretty interesting that he's just starting his second full year at quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, and there were a ton of questions about him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been the player that's probably been their most consistent player. He has become, I think right now, somebody that many Niner fans can envision as being the quarterback for the foreseeable future. And that's something that, you know, a year or two ago, we were still questioning. But I just wonder how many questions any more can you have about Brock Purdy? He's gotten off to a great start this year. There's no sign really of regression. It feels like he's getting more comfortable back there, even when he gets flushed out of the pocket,
which is happening a lot.
And he just he got it done yesterday. Mason was solid. He spread the ball around to receivers, and I think it was the kind of game that 49er fans, I think, were looking to have after the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
All right, Jeff Passan reporting that the San Francisco Giants have fired Farhan Zaidi, their general manager, after 7 years. 7 years with the Giants. Farhan Zaidi has been fired, and I'm looking at it right now from Passan and Pavlovich. The Giants have parted ways with Farhan Zaidi and Buster Posey.
Wow.
Buster Posey is going to be the Giants' new president of baseball operations.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
We were all kind of under the impression that, well, it might not be something Posey's interested in, but clearly that's not the case. And, man, if you're a Giants fan, you got to be excited about Buster Posey.
Yeah.
You're probably not excited about the decision that you knew was coming, but I think you have to be excited about Buster Posey. He's the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants.
Steiny, and I'll say this for Giant fans, is October baseball postseason is upon us and they won't be participating, but I think we all can lick each other in the face and say the Farhan era was a failure, but the fact that you hand the baton to Buster Posey, one of your own, and I think of our own Bonte Hill, who a year ago was alluding to the Giants as an organization needed a guy like Buster. Would he be willing to do it? And now he's been named the president of baseball operations. So to me, I brought up the playoffs because it's almost like I would take that exchange rather than limp in as a wild card and you really don't got a shot. Now you got a guy that's done it three times, is a World Series champion. I mean, man, Giant fans got to feel like a change is here.
Yeah, they finished the season 80-82 yesterday, and a little controversy on the way out. Blake Snell chose not to pitch on Saturday. He said he didn't want to take the start because it didn't have any consequence, the game. He said if they would have been in playoff contention, or the team they were playing in playoff contention, he would have pitched, but he didn't. But that certainly pales in comparison to the news that we're hearing. Farhan Zaidi out as the San Francisco Giants general manager, and now Buster Posey. Buster Posey is the... What's the title exactly for
President
Buster?
President of Baseball Operations,
which is what Zaidi was.
Yeah.
President of Baseball Operations.
Wow, now, man. Now that's a big deal.
Yeah, now we got a lot to talk about today. We got the 49ers winning 30-13. They go to 2-2. We've got Farhan Zaidi being replaced by Buster Posey as the President of Baseball Operations.
Wow.
And we are at Chase Center right now, media day. We're going to talk to Mike Dunleavy. We'll talk to Kyle Anderson. We'll talk to Buddy Hield a little bit later. But the number is the number, ladies and gentlemen. 888-957-9570. Maybe I'll just start out by letting you guys steer the conversation. What do you want? You want 49er football, or you want what happened to the San Francisco Giants right now? Farhan Zaidi out. You know, Guru, it's just I think we all thought it might happen, but today's the day where the Giants are going to make a change at the top.
Now, would you tell me or any Giant fan out there to slow down if I'm putting at the doorstep of one Gerald Buster Posey, the fact that now I feel like if they have a meeting with a possible free agent, that the sales pitch will be better? It may not work, but I feel like it'll be better. And I talk about my trip and rendezvous to the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame with Bonte this year, and I got to see Farhan in the room,
and I was spying on him, and I just felt like, you know, there was no hustle to him. There was no, attraction, that magnetic personality. And now you got Buster Posey taking the job after, you know, being a father for the last couple of years, and obviously he's still going to do that. But now you got a salesman to sell a team that means everything to him. So, again, Stoney, possible free agents, recruiting, selling the city instead of pointing out its flaws. I mean, that's got to be exciting right there.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting. Buster Posey, one of the greatest players in San Francisco Giants history, clearly. Many feel he's headed to the Hall of Fame. He is the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. Farhan Zaidi's seven-year tenure comes to an end. Yeah. One postseason appearance for Farhan Zaidi and one 107-win year. But other than that, not a lot of success in the Farhan Zaidi era, and now Buster Posey takes over a team that quite frankly is
hemorrhaging.
I wouldn't say hemorrhaging.
Well, you haven't won a series in a playoff series in a decade. From that standpoint, I would say hemorrhaging.
I mean, I just look at them as they've been a 500 team the last 2 years. There's been a lot of teams worse than them. They haven't been able to generate any excitement. And the reality now is it falls on Buster Posey to upgrade this team in whatever way he can. And I think you're right, though, Goo. People are going to want to see if he can come through and get this team a free agent, a big-name free agent.
How about Blake Snell right there? Is he going to remain in the Giant uniform? That might be his first project.
Now, call me crazy, but I don't think I want Blake Snell back.
Please explain, my Roxy Bernstein.
I mean, can you pitch for us? Can you pitch for us when it's your turn to pitch?
Well,
I mean, I know. I mean, what do you mean? What do you mean? Well,
tell the people what we're talking about. He was scheduled to start Saturday, and he said the game had no meaning. So, had it had meaning, he would have been out there. But we can't ignore when he was out there how phenomenal he was in the second half. So, to me, if you think you're a player, Coffey is for closers, and Posey has some, Folgers? Yeah, that's the coffee moms and pops used to drink. So he's got a cup of that right now to make him a big glass of coffee. Stoney, can he live up to, man, getting some free agents here?
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm going to throw three topics out there right now. You want to talk 49ers, Patriots? We can do that. 49ers raised their record to 2-2 with a solid 30-13 win. Farhan Zaidi out as president of baseball operations for the Giants. And we are at Chase Center to start the Golden State Warriors season. 888-957-9570. Going to be a big sports day in the Bay. Don't spend it anywhere else. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises.
I actually just got off the phone with the White House. I called to ask if negotiating three deals with Scott Boras in one offseason qualifies you for a Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Now back to Steiny and Guru, live from Warriors Media Day. Brought to you by Xfinity on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Man, wow. A lot is going on a Monday morning in the Bay. Farhan Zaidi and the Giants have parted ways, but probably much, much bigger news is Buster Posey is the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. And I'll read a little bit of this statement from Greg Johnson. He's the chairman of the Giants. We've made the decision to part ways with Farhan Zaidi. We appreciate Farhan's commitment to the organization and his passion for making making an impact on our community during his 6 years with the Giants. Ultimately, the results have not been what we had hoped, and while that responsibility is shared by all of us, we've decided a change is necessary. It goes on. As we look ahead, I'm excited to share Buster Posey will now take on a greater role as the new president of baseball operations. We're looking for someone who can define, direct, and lead this franchise's baseball philosophy, and we feel that Buster is the perfect fit. And this is the key line. Buster has the demeanor, intelligence, and drive to do this job, and we're confident that he and Bob Melvin will work together to bring back winning baseball to San Francisco. So Buster Posey is now in charge of the San Francisco Giants. Man, Giants fans, what do you think about that? My first thought is, I guess if there's anybody who can do it, it's Buster Posey. But by the same token, I have no idea if he can do it or not. But, and whether or not he's going to be able to succeed in this job where Farhan wasn't able to for 7 years.
And Stoney, my old adage, my old term, you can't fall from the floor. That's what this is. And I know Posey is going to give it his all. And right now I'm excited for Giant fans. And again, there's not postseason baseball here in the Bay, but you got a gift. And the gift is, you know, a guy that I believe belongs in the Hall of Fame, a catcher with three World Series titles, is now running your team. He can sell it and maybe close a deal with one of the big free agents that Farhan, you know, failed to do at every turn.
888-957-9570 is the number. What do you think, Giants fans? I'm sure on the one hand, you figured it might happen, that Farhan Zaidi would be relieved of his duties, but I'm pretty sure none of us really had Buster Posey taken over on a daily basis. I mean, the one thing we heard about Buster Posey is that, does he want to do this day in and day out, come to the ballpark, come to the office, be on the phone, have meetings, assess talent, set up the minor league system, and we'll find out whether or not that this decision has benefit.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, it makes the story of the Matt Chapman signing in The Athletic a little more believable, for sure, that Buster Posey had a hand in the Matt Chapman extension.
Yeah.
And it was only, you know, less than 2 weeks ago, Goo. We were mentioning that Larry Bear and Buster Posey had a long meeting downtown, and now you look back and think that must have been what they were talking about. But Buster Posey, the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. How you feeling, Giants fans? 888-957-9570.
Yeah, and I just feel like the faceless ownership that I was throwing darts at, that were sending a message by keeping Farhan on to me, made it feel like they don't care about the orange and black. They don't care about the team and the fact that they hadn't won a series in a decade. And out of nowhere, not even 48 hours after the season is over, they make this move. So check that box. One, they care. That statement you just read from Mr. Johnson, two, they care. And Melvin will still be flying the plane because I don't think he should have went down in it with Farhan, because Farhan had made mistakes, Donnie, and, you know, Tom Cruise, all the right moves. He made all the wrong ones as he oversaw trying to bring the Giants back to prominence. But, man, I know you know I'm crazy. It's postseason baseball. The Giants aren't in it, but now I feel like they're in it.
Well, they're not.
But they got hope.
Well,
for the future.
Well,
you know what I mean? Come on now.
Well, to me, this is vintage you and me.
Yeah.
And that is, I'll throw this at you. Be careful what you wish for. We've now got one of the most popular guys in franchise history who's going to run the team. And I get that some Giants fans probably feel like now we're in good hands. But the reality of the situation is, when Farhan Zaidi took the job, he had experience.
Yeah.
Buster Posey has absolutely no experience as it pertains to running a team. He was among the most cerebral players who played the game. But the question now becomes, does that translate into what he's trying to do right now? I have no idea. Like, this is where I don't give him the benefit of the doubt for being a player. I don't take anything away from him because he's been in the game as a player. Let's see how he does. There was a lot of excitement about Farhan Zaidi when he got hired by the San Francisco Giants after working for the A's and the Dodgers, two winning organizations.
Well,
at
he
that
wasn't
point.
A player, Stani.
So, and why would a player be better?
I'm not telling you
at a managerial type of position.
And I hope I'm not coming across telling you that he is. My point is, fan is short for fanatic, and the fact that this guy is basically Buster Posey pulling a Derek Jeter, but Derek had to go to Miami, a different organization, to try to turn that franchise around. Buster is about to try and do that with the team that he was a big part of that won championships. So it all starts with hope, right? That's the engine to being a fan. So we'll get those answers, but I'm sure not telling you up here telling you it's gonna work, but it's damn exciting.
Yeah, it certainly is. And now Buster Posey's on the clock for the San Francisco Giants after an 80-82 year. 7 years, Farhan Zaidi was here. They made the postseason one time.
Yeah.
Giants in the last 10 years have made the postseason twice. They have not won a playoff series since 2014. And now that's going to fall on Buster Posey's shoulders to try to get this team back into the playoffs. Plain and simple. This from the Comcast Business text line. Of course, that's 888-957-9570.
Give it to us.
The 510 says, Buster is inheriting a much better situation than Farhan Zaidi did. The organization is younger and free of bad long-term contracts. And then the last question is, can Buster Posey sign himself? Well, no, he probably can't. But my question is, how are you feeling about the Farhan Zaidi era?
Yeah.
And how are you feeling about Buster Posey? You're going to be able to see Buster Posey day in and day out in this Giants organization right now.
Yeah,
888-957-9570. How do you view this move? How do you view this move? Do you view it as something that they had to do? And then obviously the question about Buster Posey becomes, okay, we understand he's one of the greatest players in franchise history. We understand he's a class act. We understand he cares about the organization. The question is,
give it to
him. Can he get it done?
Yeah.
And that we don't know anything about.
And Stani, again, and that's what makes this all more interesting, fascinating, and intriguing. But the fact that you, I, and Evan and the listeners were coming up with names, what's Theo Epstein doing? All the guys that have had success turning around, you know, morbid franchises. And I'm just saying the Giants had their own issues, obviously winning and adding stars when you're in a division with the likes of Tatis Chase and Ohtani and Betts and Freeman. So, again, I know he's not going to suit up, but who knew, Steiny? Who knew last week that Buster Posey was even a possibility? I know you had lunch at Sam's in San Francisco, and they were there having a conversation, and it culminates with this news. So it's one, Farhan, you're out of here, but the fact of who's taking over, I mean, Steiny, again, it's a beautiful thing. It's one of their own. If you're a Giant fan, you're feeling like, you know, man, this is our guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if all Giants fans think it's a beautiful thing. Does the name in and of itself make it a positive move? And is Buster Posey going to be able to do something that Farhan Zaidi was unable to do? Heck, that Bobby Evans and Brian Sabian really didn't do a lot of, which was sign big name free agent players. And I guess the irony to firing Zaidi now is that it does come the year after that he probably signed more bigger free agent names than he had in his entire tenure, just with Blake Snell and with Matt Chapman. And now we got to see if Buster Posey can take it to the next level and get this team back into contention.
Yeah, we were talking about, who did we have on? The great Scott Osler last week, and we were talking about the two publications of what went down in regard to Farhan needing help and if Buster was involved in certain situations, and it was a back and forth or differencing of opinion. But now I feel like, you know what, Buster was in on it. And again, Steiny, I can't sit here and tell you, oh, I'd be lying if I knew the president of baseball operations, what that job entailed. But what I do know it takes is a closer, somebody with a magnetic personality that can close a deal and have people skills. So from that vantage point,
I don't know if he's got a magnetic personality.
Well, I mean, then why do you think they put him in charge? And I'm not saying that you've got to be Eddie Murphy, but
I think part of the reason they put him in charge is because of PR. I think it's a great PR move to get rid of Farhan Zaidi and replace him with somebody who over the last 15, 20 years has become synonymous with winning.
Wow.
So
and
I think
they needed PR.
I think it was a great PR move, and now we find out if Buster Posey has the skill set to put together a team that can start to contend, not just this upcoming year, but consistently, which is what they hadn't been able to do under Farhan Zaidi. Let's go to, you got something good?
No, I was just, I can't stop thinking about Blake Snell. As Buster takes over this job, that's the first issue at hand. Or, Steiny, are the baseball aficionados going to say, you know what, we're in a different direction, maybe we'll let Snell go, spend that money somewhere else. But if it's me and I'm Buster Posey, like, that's my first piece of business.
If you want me to tell you what my gut says right now,
tell me.
My gut tells me that Buster Posey is not the kind of president of baseball operations that likes a pitcher who is making $32 million a year tell the manager, you know what, I don't want to pitch today because the game doesn't have a lot of meaning. The Buster Posey I know, okay, probably isn't crazy about a guy like that. Now, that's obviously just on the surface, and that's what I thought of, but
I hear you.
We'll see who Buster Posey values and the kind of players that he wants to bring in here. Let's go to JW. JW's in San Francisco. What's up, JW? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Good morning, man.
Yeah,
I don't want to see nobody lose their job, man. But Farhan, he has 7 years, man. He ran Bochy out of the Giants. He ran Posey. Posey retired, and Crawford. Everybody's gone. It's like nobody to look up to, and it's like now we got Buster Posey. At least it's the only way is up. I can't even take my son to the baseball game and let him cheer for somebody. He don't even know nobody on the Giants. That's like not the way that I grew up, man. It's San Francisco. Let's go. Let's go, Giants. Buster Posey. Let's go. We're in the right direction, man. Let's go, y'all.
Thanks, JW. Appreciate the call.
Listen to that, Stoney. A guy that was thinking about his son, you know, going to the game and latching on to a player like a Buster Posey. And we've all talked about the lack of star power. I mean, John's got good players, but we're talking about that blockbuster type of player to where, hey, pack the car. We're going to see, you know, Ohtani. And now Buster is in charge of trying to bring stars to the Bay.
I mean, I think the first place the Giants need to start before they start with superstars is to begin to sign quality players that the fans can identify with. Forget Soto, forget Ohtani. You're probably not getting those guys. So what you got to do in the meantime is make sure Logan Webb is a part of this team and that fans can gravitate toward him. They did that with Matt Chapman, obviously, signing Matt Chapman to a long contract extension a few weeks ago. So Matt Chapman is going to be the third baseman of this team for the foreseeable future. How many more is Elliot Ramos going to be an outfielder that's here for 10 years that the fans can gravitate to? How many of those players do they have?
But Luciano's future.
That's the first thing that I think Buster Posey's got to do is try to figure out how to get stability in here with players instead of that revolving door that we've seen.
Yeah.
Josh is in Vallejo. What's up, Josh? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well.
Nice. Just wanted to talk about this. I think that we should all be happy that Farhan is done because we haven't really done anything since he's been here except for the one playoff year that was pretty fluky. And for the Giants to take a player to be the new president of baseball operations is, I think, a good move because it is somebody we're familiar with. We saw the Niners do it. We saw the Warriors did it, and now the Giants are doing it. And I just hope that we can build a strong team behind him and actually make some noise.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. We'll find that out. I mean, we'll find out what kind of group they put around him. We'll find out. I guess the press conference is tomorrow. Mm. Tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So maybe we'll be starting the Guru and Steiny show with some Buster Posey tomorrow. This from the 650 on the Comcast Business text line. That number's 888-957-9570. My only reservations with Posey is, does he have that killer aggressive instinct inside him that needs to be shown to deal with agents? Well, I mean, he'll have to learn all that stuff. Dealing with agents, he'll have to learn the contracts, he'll have to learn the minor league system. How much of that does he know already? I'm sure he knows a pretty good amount of it, but I'm not sure.
Let me throw this in, Donnie. Where do you think Farhan failed? And on top of that, what could he have learned from where Farhan failed?
Well, I think the one problem that Farhan had from the start was that the perception was out there that when he came, they were going to stop being the Giants as we knew them. And the Giants as we knew them back then was a team that celebrated their past. It was an organization that kept players around. It was certainly an organization that was still basking in the three titles, but that's now been 10 years ago. So clearly, what this shows me is the Giants are trying to go back more to who they were back in the day.
Man.
Whether you want to call it the panda hats or the giraffe stuff with Brandon Belt. But they have to me, what this signifies is they are trying to recreate the organization's bond with the city of San Francisco. And that's, I think, what's going to be Buster Posey's job as much as anything, is to try to get this town and this region back into Giants baseball, because I mean, gosh, to my way of thinking, Giants baseball right now, their interest level is as low as it's been, I don't know, in a few decades, I would say. And so that's Posey's job number one, I would think.
Yeah, no doubt. And I got chills just hearing you say that. So they did go back, and they went back to the glory years, Buster Posey. And, you know, if there was one thing I could tell Buster Posey, Stani, and I'll throw it to you on what you need to do differently than the guy that you're taking over for, is, damn it, no excuses in regard to what's ailing the city and the ballpark dimensions. And who better to do it than Buster Posey? You got to go out there and sell what the Giants are, their rich history, what they've accomplished, this city, all that goes into this pot of stew and gumbo. And I have to believe on this Monday, Buster Posey knows that. He feels like he can do it, because he wouldn't have said yes to this job.
Well, here's a different perspective from the 408. I'm concerned. PR moves buy you some time, but they don't guarantee success. This feels like a Band-Aid until they figure out how to move forward. Mm. You know what?
What would the Band-Aid be, though?
The Band-Aid
is... The PRs were happy, but you got to play games.
The Band-Aid is that Posey does this job for 2 or 3 years and maybe gets back on track, and then he steps aside. That's, I think, what a Band-Aid would be. I mean, I've got to believe that if the San Francisco Giants felt confident enough to hire Buster Posey as their president of baseball operations, I would hope that they have confidence that if it works out, he's going to be around here for, I don't know, at least 5 or 10 years.
Yeah.
I don't know how you hire a guy just to be an interim type person, but 888-957-9570 is the number. The San Francisco Giants have fired Farhan Zaidi, and they have hired Buster Posey as president of baseball operations. Buster Posey is now in charge of your San Francisco Giants. Farhan Zaidi's tenure comes to an end after 7 years, one playoff appearance, and Buster Posey is now going to be the president of baseball operations. We are at Chase Center today for the start of the Golden State Warriors season. They have media day. They're talking to the press today, and then they head off to Hawaii for day one of their training camp. We got the San Francisco 49ers. They win 30-13. Goo, just all kinds of action early on a Monday.
You know, we're here for it. Let's go. Let's get it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is from the 650. Of course it feels like a Band-Aid and a PR move. But the thing is, we need to see the job evolve. It's a Band-Aid PR move regardless of what he does. But we need to see him try to get the job done. So we will see how Buster Posey fares.
And Stani, it's
president.
Not an easy job. Even if, you know, Jesus Christ took over, there's a lot to do on this to-do list for the Giants.
Yeah, you know, the Giants are, to me, right in the middle. They're just right in the middle. They're
but when
they're
it comes to stars,
team.
I think they're behind the middle.
Well,
they're like, when I look, like I said, you look at the state of the National League West, there's no Judge, there's no Otani, there's no Betts or Freeman. So from that standpoint, you're right. You need quality, Stani. But at the end of the day, Buster's number one job to me, for me, is to get talent here in the Bay. So a guy to accept, I'm putting on the orange and black, and I want to live out this rich history that Barry Bonds put, Buster Posey himself. Like, that's what it's about, and that's what they're lacking.
See, I feel like asking him to do that is asking him to do something that other GMs have not utilized. I mean, the Giants, well, I guess that's what you're saying. We'll find out whether the San Francisco Giants have a free agent problem, or a stadium problem, or a city problem, or an ownership problem, or a management problem. 888-957-9570 is the number. Buster Posey is now the president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. If you could ask him to bring one thing to this team, one thing, what would it be? 888-957-9570. That segment brought to you by Safeway.
Ah. Adam was too much for me.
Now back to Steiny and Guru, live from Warriors Media Day, brought to you by Xfinity on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we are at Chase Center for Warriors Media Day. Mike Dunleavy going to join us in about 10 minutes. But up until that point, we're going to talk about the big news involving the San Francisco Giants. Buster Posey is the new president of baseball operations. He's going to replace Farhan Zaidi. That decision made today by the Giants. There'll be a press conference tomorrow. Buster Posey, one of the greatest players in the Giants organization, is now the president of baseball operations, ladies and gentlemen. And this is from Alex Pavlovich of NBC Sports Bay Area. When Buster Posey returned, the Giants were ready to let him do as much as he was capable of doing with four young kids. It's likely he will hire additional people to take on some of the day-to-day baseball ops. Greg Johnson's statement mentions open positions in the front office. So Posey is the first hire and the biggest hire, but clearly they're going to be others.
Yeah.
And let's just see how it all falls into place, and more questions will get answered, Goo, tomorrow during that press conference at Third and King.
Yeah, and again, I'm just excited for Giant fan. And again, if this was Tom Thumb and he was getting the job and we didn't know about him, the bottom line, Steiny, is the proof is in the pudding. We'll find out. The Giants got to win ball games, and they probably got to win some of their fans back, because let's be honest and put the right on the table, brought to you by ATCO early on this Media Day Monday. The Giants have become boring. Nobody likes boring. You know what I'm saying, Steiny? Your phone don't ring when you're boring. You don't get invited to stuff when you're boring. People want to come out and they want to be entertained, and right now the Giants are lacking, and Buster Posey, I believe, has everything taken care of at home on the home front in regard to be able to put his due diligence and time and blood, sweat, and tears into his new job. And it's funny, Evan came in here during the break and I asked you on air, you know, Derek Jeter didn't actually get to do it for his team. He had to go somewhere else and do it, but George Brett took a crack at this. So did the great Nolan Ryan that oversaw two teams go to the World Series. So Buster Posey, Steiny, kid, I know he's got doubters and this is a PR move, but that lasts so long. At some point, we're going to find out if he's good at his job. And right now, to me, that's stalking the cupboards with talent for the San Francisco Giants.
One of the things that I find interesting is maybe some of the conventional wisdom that we thought about Buster Posey's not true.
Oh, man.
And one of the things we heard about Posey is that he might be reluctant to jump into a job that's going to be a 24/7 type of job, that's going to be a job that's going to take him away from his family. And there just seemed to be an understanding, it felt like, in the media and with the fans, that no matter what Buster Posey would end up doing with the Giants, that likely wouldn't be something where he's there day in and day out. But obviously, that's changed. And Buster Posey is now going to be smack dab in the middle of the Giants organization.
Yeah.
And the other thing that this clearly indicates to me is that the Giants are feeling the effects of losing the passion of their fan base. And one way to try to get that passion back is to hire somebody like Buster Posey. I do think if you're, and you were just saying that, Goo, if I were a Giants fan that had been turned off for 5 years and they announced that they're going to hire Buster Posey, I wouldn't necessarily need to see what he does before I jump back on board.
Right.
I would, if Buster Posey is going to lead this team, I'm willing to go through some growing pains with him if that's what it's going to end up taking. But I think in an immediate way, this sends a signal to the fans that, hey, we've heard you. Maybe not as loudly and as clearly as you've wanted, but we've heard you.
Wow.
And Buster Posey is going to try to take us into a new direction.
And you know what, Steiny? Again, I got goosebumps hearing that. And also, there's another aspect or component to this that we hadn't talked about. Man, I know I have, from a personal standpoint, been hammering home, how could a faithless ownership let this man, and again, Farhan's a good guy, but you were not good at your job. How can they just keep allowing
allowing him to try to turn this thing around when there's more water on the boat. So from that instance, Donnie, the faceless ownership all now has a face. There's an identity because they said enough is enough. You know, fans aren't happy, and now we're not happy, and now we give it to a guy, the Giants version, Stoney, you helped me out, of Captain America to try to bring him back to prominence. And you talked about a staff and guys working with him. We know that's going to come with that, but how can you, just what you reiterated, how can Giant fan not, or the Giants, get that immediate satisfaction like a great Snicker bar of Buster's doing it. He's one of your own. That you know, not might not bring you all the way, but it's damn near close of that immediate satisfaction of knowing we got a guy that we can identify with trying to bring us back.
And someone who definitely knows the organization. That's for sure. Let's go to Brett. Brett's in Walnut Creek. Hey, Brett, what's going on, man?
Guys, how you doing this afternoon?
Doing well.
Yeah. You know, I know this kind of maybe reeks a little bit of a PR move, but, you know, I'm actually going to go a little bit the opposite direction. I think we all know what it takes to lead a team, to be a general manager. It's not just identifying talent. Obviously, that's first and foremost to make your team a win, but it's connecting with the community, connecting with the fans. And as you guys mentioned, it's creating an identity. Last week when the A's left, I was thinking about, you know, the things that define teams and being ownership, and it ain't about the cash that they're bringing in, right? It's about the community that they're bringing in. It's about the charity that they give. It's about the character that their team is, and it's about delivering championships. And you do those things, and that's what brings people in. And I think Buster, it's kind of interesting here, and it's kind of interesting on Warriors Day. I'm going to do a little comparison here. Kind of reminds me a little bit of a path that Steve Kerr took. Kerr, obviously a great player in the NBA, won championships. Then he went into, I believe, general managership. Then I believe he went into announcing before he became a coach. And Buster kind of has that same connection with the community, with Major League Baseball,
hey, Brett,
with the players.
I got to jump in because we are joined by Mike Dunleavy, the general manager of the Golden State Warriors. Mike, how you doing, man?
Still
another
looks
season.
Like he can play.
Stop. I don't feel like it.
Okay.
I'm doing great, guys. This is always, you know, an exciting time of year, and everybody's in good spirits and ready to have a great season, and it's you have no losses on your slate, so it's a fun time.
I mean, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about Farhan Zaidi, the Giants president of baseball operations. It was his last day today after 7 years. You've had 1 year in the books as general manager, and can you just kind of speak to do you feel pressure to get something done, or not necessarily a trade, but do you feel pressure of having to win and maybe win in a hurry?
No, I wouldn't say I feel pressure. It's just something we want to do. I think everybody's in alignment here, whether it's the players, the owner, the coaches, and the fan base. You know, we're all in the same boat. We really want to win. It's been a hell of a run over the last decade plus, and we want to keep this thing going and contend for titles every year. But no, there's no pressure. It's the job. It's what I signed up for. I really enjoy it. Love coming to work every day and trying to find ways to get better. And so, you know, if it was too much or there's too much pressure, I was feeling it. You know, I'd probably just go play golf or something.
Speaking of getting better, I'm weird, Mike, so I still got the play-in game or the loss at Sacramento for the Warriors. And just like a lot of fans, we were heartbroken. But if you could speak to the fans now and tell them why you feel like the team is better and this year will be different, how would you answer that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've lost some pretty significant pieces, couple Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers. So it's a little odd to say, you know, with those departures that, hey, we may have a better team. But I think on the whole, with the guys that we've added, and really the internal growth that we've had from our young players, which you'll see, that is really the recipe to have a better season. So we're excited about it. We'll see what we can do. But I think getting off the ground here, heading to Hawaii and, you know, have a 5-6 day training camp over there, play an exhibition game, and we got to hit the ground running.
Mike Dunleavy joining us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time you discovered the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Do you guys set internal goals for a season each year, or does it happen once in a while? do you have any goal? Like, what are the goals for this season?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think for us, you know, last year, you mentioned it before with, you know, losing the play-in game. I mean, first and foremost, you know, we want to get in the tournament, the real thing. You got to start with that. So if you have anything, any aspirations higher than that, you got to cross the first thing off the list, and that's being in the playoffs. And that's going to require, you know, a really good, solid 82-game performance. You know, we can't pick up 30 games in and say, hey, we got to catch up now. So we got to get off to a good start. And I think we'll evaluate this team in camp, see where we're at, and that'll kind of dictate some of the goals and aspirations we have. But I think overall right now we feel pretty good about this group being a really good basketball team.
Love it. Mike, let me ask about Draymond Green, because it's obvious he's the heart and soul of this team. And you guys are a different team when he's not out there. I believe last year if he's not out there, you guys are in the tournament. That's just me. How do you go about, or you guys go about talking to him so maybe that doesn't happen or repeat itself this year to leave you guys in a vulnerable situation?
Yeah, I think we learned a lot last year. We went through a lot as a team, as an organization, and I think Draymond's in a really good spot. I don't want to downplay anything, but I think we're in a spot this season where that shouldn't be an issue. My bigger concerns lean more towards if somebody's missing time, is it because of injury,
okay,
which you can't control. But I don't foresee any issues in that regard. But at the same time, you know, this is something that's somewhat on the radar, and we got to be mindful of. And but I think Draymond's done a great job over the last 9 months in terms of addressing some of the things that we've talked about, and he's ready to have a great season.
Mike Dunleavy joining us on 95.7 The Game, general manager of the Golden State Warriors. I mean, one of the things, I've been around for a while, and I've been trying to tell Warrior fans, like, if you look at a dynasty, whether it was the Niners when they won five, they had a little dry spell after. The Giants, they won three in a row, or three in 5 years. Now they've gone on a little break. Do you allow, or Joe Lacob allow for the fact that you are at a certain point in this dynasty that makes it more challenging? It just does. And how does that get talked about?
Yeah, I mean, I guess what you're saying is you know, the odds are against you of this thing lasting much longer. And that's sort of what drives us. You know, can we have that long-term sustainability? Can we turn the corner? That's a great challenge. You asked about our goals for the season. It's like, in some ways, to kind of keep this thing going. And I think we've done a pretty good job of it over the last decade plus. That's where my predecessor, Bob Myers, of all the great things he's done in terms of building a team, I always say the best thing he did was keep it together. And, you know, what we're trying to do now is a little bit different than that, is we're sort of trying to pivot and keep it going. But on the whole, that's the big organizational challenge, is to not have a huge drop-off.
Mm. Mike, I got to be honest with you. My partner gives me a lot of stuff because I worry a lot, right? So when we found out Steph was going to play in the Olympics, I'm like, but man, we don't want to, you know, we want to wait for the season, save him. But when I sat up there and watched what he did in front of the world, I thought to myself, oh my God, I brought it back to Golden State. Like, we have that dude. He's ours. I mean, can you just take us through watching Steph just mesmerize the world and how that applies to, we got to still be in this thing if we're his home and we got that guy?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think with Steph, you know, you saw in the Olympics, you've seen in so many moments here at Chase or throughout his NBA career, he just never blinks. You know, when the moment is at its biggest, he never falters. And that's what he showed in Paris this year and enabled our country to win a gold medal, which was incredible. And look, that guy's got a lot left in the tank.
Right.
The way he puts, you know, the time he puts in with his work, his offseason stuff, day in and day out. And we're going to try and support and help him as much as possible with the roster and the needs that he has. But, hey, the one thing I'd say is right now, enjoy it. You know, enjoy it. This guy's the greatness is apparent, and, you know, nothing lasts forever. But in the meantime, he can still do it at a high level, and we should all be enjoying it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1, an Odyssey Sports station. How did the how does it go with Steph and the extension? Like, everybody knows on the date that it can be done at that point. Like, did you call him and say, hey, you want this year, right? Or does he call you and say, I'm really interested in that year I can get now? Or is it just such a formality that you just bump into him a week later and say, when should we get this done?
Well, no, as you know, Matt, in this business, people have representation.
Yeah.
So, you know, I go through Steph's representation.
Gotcha.
And we have, you know, pretty simple, straightforward dialogue. And I think from Steph's standpoint, from our standpoint, we're both on the same page in terms of having him here as a warrior for life. And so anytime you can extend that relationship, I think both sides agreed it was the right thing to do. And we're excited to have him, you know, three more years on top of, you know, on top of this.
Because I was thinking, you know, Warrior fans were, they're aware of everything with the contracts, and there's some concern that, well, what if Steph doesn't want to sign that one-year extension in whatever it is, 26, 27, because he wants to put some pressure on you guys to make sure, but that's not how it went down?
No, I mean, we had a really good conversation, and yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair ask from his standpoint is, hey, as long as we're going to continue to compete and try and put great teams out there, I want to be here. And, you know, that to me doesn't even warrant a response. As long as Joe Lacob is the owner of a team, you know, we're going to put our best foot forward in terms of competing, spending, doing everything we can to win. And I think Steph understands that. He's seen it firsthand. And so this wasn't much of a, you know, deep dialogue in terms of figuring things out. It's pretty straightforward here. As I mentioned the other day, I mean, we're going to be as impatient, and we have been as impatient as you can be as a franchise because of our window. But there's a fine line that we have to draw between being impatient and being undisciplined, and we're going to make the right decisions for what's best for now and the future.
Mike, if you don't mind not putting you on the spot, but you've been a part of this organization for a while, so you know all that it entails. But when you guys have opening night here at Chase, Clay Thompson will not be a part of the team. How weird and how emotional is that going to be when that day does come?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a little strange. At the same time, you know, we went through a couple years with his injuries where he wasn't in the lineup. And so in some ways we got used to it. We figured out other ways to play and things like that. So I hope there's an adjustment period for us that happens pretty quickly. But I think emotionally, it'll just be different not having him around in the locker room and at different points of the season. And obviously when he comes back with the Mavericks, we're gonna honor him,
right,
and enjoy the evening and all that. But it's quite a change. He's an iconic figure in the Bay Area and with the Warriors, and he will be missed, but I think he's ended up in a good spot, and we're happy for the success that he'll have.
I'm thinking right now of the three big boy sports in the Bay Area. You got John Lynch running the Niners. Buster Posey now is going to be running the Giants. You're running the Warriors. Those are three ex-professional athletes. What did you learn in your first year as general manager that, I don't know, maybe, you know, not just Buster Posey, but any new general manager is going to learn just by being in it for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing that I took from it is it ends up being less content, like basketball-wise, than you were hoping for.
Gotcha.
You get other stuff off the court, things to deal with, obviously talking with agents and different stuff that's almost not exactly basketball related. And so I think when you think of this job and what you're taking on, you're thinking about who are we going to draft or who are we going to trade for and all that, and that's certainly a part of it, but other things end up coming on your plate and they come at you fast and you got to figure things out. It's a great challenge, but you know, when you're kind of the head of basketball, so to speak, it actually doesn't end up being as much basketball maybe as you would like it to be.
Man, it's fascinating, you know, just what's on your plate to get this team back. And we were having some thoughts with you guys not being in the playoffs, and I'm like, how's Mike watching the playoffs? Do you compare your team to Dallas or Boston, or how do you what's that checklist look like to get you back into the tournament? Do you start at the top, or how does that go?
No, I think you watch all the series, you know, with an open mind, and certainly you get in the finals, which is the highest level. I think that's the best level to evaluate, but you also can't lose sight of the fact that, like, Dallas and Boston in the finals, you know, going at it's different than getting through an 82-game regular season. And so you got to kind of rein it back in. But the competition level was incredible to watch, and it just makes you hungry and thirstier to get back at it.
Love it.
We go back a ways. And, I got a theory I want to throw at you. And the last theory I threw at you, I was right on the money. I had you becoming a GM instead of a coach. And so you played in Chicago for 3 years. And after Jordan retired, they have never had success signing a big boy free agent. Playing there, how much do you think that has to do with Michael Jordan and a player knowing that if they go to that organization, that's the shadow that they're playing in? And the reason I'm asking is because I think of the Warriors with Steph in the same way.
Yeah, I don't think that's a huge factor, honestly. I think players look at what's the best opportunity for them to go and play. They're looking at the city. They're looking at the organization, how they're treated. They take all that into account. And I think if you're knocking it out of the park at all those levels, you're going to be able to get players. I don't think people overanalyze in this, the sense of that's too big of a shadow for me to get into, it, whether it's Chicago or here or, you know, New York with Babe Ruth. I think that's, you know, it just maybe that's a circumstantial situation that's played out that way. I'm not too worried about that being an issue here.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right,
good
Mike.
Stuff, man.
Appreciate the time. Good luck in the season. Hopefully, we'll talk to you a lot.
Anytime. Thanks,
and
guys.
It's very successful. Mike Dunleavy, the general manager of the Golden State Warriors. It is media day here in San Francisco, but there is a lot of other things going on. We got the 49ers coming off a 30-13 win. We have Buster Posey, the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants, and the Warriors are heading to Hawaii right after media day.
Wow.
And their season will start. Boy, in about 3 weeks, the regular season, Goo.
Yeah, I feel vindicated about his Jordan answer, Stoudy, because
he's wrong. he's wrong.
Dude, it's a privilege to follow a legend. You know, I just think so.
Yeah. Well,
people
how come
can
nobody
differentiate? Like Stoudy was so great, but Tim Jordan tried. I think some people want that challenge.
Who wanted it after Jordan in Chicago?
See, that's by default, Stoudy. They had a draft. Now you're talking about free agents.
Exactly.
They got D Wade.
I'm reaching.
Okay.
Bad defense, but
yeah.
I mean,
Spadoni. Yeah.
You know, I just that's just something that I've always.
Well, like he said, about. Let's enjoy Curry. We got years before that's even on the radar.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That is true. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Buster Posey is the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants, and Farhan Zaidi relieved of his duties today. Giants are going to hold a press conference tomorrow to introduce Buster Posey, but also we've got the 49ers raising their record to 2-2 with a 30-13 win over the New England Patriots, and of course, like I said, we are at Chase Center, and we are talking to the Golden State Warriors. Coming up next will be Kyle Anderson about 11:30. We're also going to have Buddy Hield joining us a little bit later in the show. We're going to be fluid, though, most of the day, because we're going to be joined by people on the spur of the moment, but Guru and I can handle it.
Let's go.
Don't you worry. 888-957-9570. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today. Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.